Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today I'm thrilled to introduce you to our guest today, Carissa Andrews. So welcome to the show, Carissa.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Lovely. So Carissa, like before we start our conversation today, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Carissa is not just an author. She is a trailblazer in the indie publishing world with over 25 books to her name. So as the CEO of Author Revolution and the Millennial Author Coach, she's dedicated to helping authors reach their full potential and achieve the financial empowerment. So why to wait for? Join us as Carissa shares her journey as an indie author, her insights into manifestation and the innovation, and at the same time, her expertise in leveraging the technology for publishing success. So get ready for an inspiring conversation that will ignite your passion for writing and the creativity. So welcome to the show again, Carissa.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here. It's going to be a fun conversation.
Lovely. So Carissa, I'd like to start with if you can share a bit more about your journey as an indie author and what actually led you to pursue this path.
Oh, gosh. So for me, I am a book lover first. I'm a reader. So I grew up loving the stories, loving reading. Ended up in a bookstore as my very first job. Ended up kind of tap dancing around the entire publishing industry. I worked for publishers. I worked for printers. I became a graphic designer. I worked for retail. And eventually my best friend was like, you know what? You really like books. Maybe you should try writing one. And so that kind of sparked the initial journey to it. And it kind of blossomed and bloomed and just kind of grew from there into this massive life-altering thing, I guess. It never occurred to me to write books or to publish them myself. I was just the reader. And now here we are.
Wow. So what role has mindset played in your success as an author? And at the same time, how do you cultivate the positive mindset in the face of challenges?
For sure. Yeah, mindset is huge. I mean, obviously, when you're in the indie publishing space, you are an entrepreneur now. You're not just a writer. You're not just someone who's trying to get their books out there. So not only do you have to understand the storytelling aspect of it, which is super important, but you also have to take in some of the innovation and be able to persevere even when you're not seeing the, you know, the success that you think you should be having at a certain period of time or the readership that you think you should be having at a certain period of time, and continue to cycle through the lessons to see if there's a new way to look at it, if there's a new way to see what maybe you were missing in the beginning, or how do you leverage your backlist in a new way? How do you reach readers in a way that maybe will impact them better now that you know more? Things like that. And so for me, mindset was huge because otherwise, number one, you never finish a book, let alone publish it or get it out there and start, you know, sharing it with the world. And there's always going to be things that you get hung up on, you know, little aspects, whether it be marketing or, you know, ads or going to reader events or trying to manifest more money in your author career, because sometimes we have this self-fulfilling limiting prophecy about what we believe authors get to have, how much authors can make, things like that. So there's always this element of noticing when our thoughts are limiting us in some sort of way, which happens a lot more than you think. And that when you can notice them, when you can train your brain to notice a limiting belief, you can start to shift it and cultivate a new, better feeling belief, better feeling thought that helps you to move in the right direction of your dreams.
Oh, understood. So As the CEO of Author Revolution, you help indie authors become publishing powerhouses. So, what are some key mindset shifts you often see authors needing to make to achieve their goals?
Oh, the biggest one is obviously the mindset of worthiness. So many of them that come when they come into my courses, they have a story to tell, but they don't quite believe that they're the perfect person to tell it. They hope that they are. They hope that they're going to get it out there, but at a certain point, they'll butt up against like their glass ceiling, right? If you've ever read Gay Hendricks's book, The Big Leap, there's always that glass ceiling where we think we can't get beyond it. And so the biggest one is definitely worthiness and getting over the idea. The poverty mindset, right? The lack mentality where you can't earn from this business because you can earn and you can earn big. So when we start working with authors, it's typically at a very like granular subconscious level. I have courses that help with mindset, that help with digging into those limiting beliefs. And then I have a board certified clinical hypnotherapist who is also a dear friend of mine who's joined the programs where she brings in hypnosis that actually tap into your subconscious, helping you to root out those beliefs and lay the groundwork for new, more empowering beliefs to help you in the right direction. So the biggest thing is really getting the mindset clear, figuring out what it is you really want out of your career, how you want to make it work for you, how you want it to look, and then start working on the aspects that tell you you can't have it. Any of the thoughts that crop up that tell you you're not worthy or that you're not the right person to do this book or that you've never seen the money come from this before or whatever it might be, we help them take a closer look at it and reframe it. We have memberships, we have courses, all dedicated towards the mindset aspect of it and helping them to root out these types of beliefs.
Right. So, manifestation and the law of attraction are the topics you are passionate about. So, how have you applied these principles to your own journey as an author, and what advice do you have for the authors who are looking for the same?
Absolutely. So just to get very granular when it comes to manifestation, a lot of people get hung up on manifestation thinking it's like, oh, you think and you believe it and it'll come. It's a little more complicated than that. So I typically will teach authors three different steps. The first step is that you have to make a decision. You have to decide what it is you're going after, what it is you want. And then you lock in that vibe, trusting and knowing it's yours. That's where the law of attraction comes into play. When you know and trust that that thing is yours, you start working in like conjunction with it, you start working in the vibrational frequency of the thing already being yours. You can also consider like law of assumption, Neville Goddard's law of assumption as playing a role in this as well. So you assume it's yours, you assume everything that you're doing is creating that reality for you, and then you take inspired action. That's step three. As it comes up. So typically, the inspired action steps are going to feel a lot like the next logical step. You know, you become an author, you have a book, next logical step is you're going to publish it. You publish it, what's the next logical step? You're going to have to figure out marketing. You are digging into marketing, now you're going to have to learn Facebook ads, things like that. So there are logical steps. It's a lot like every day when you're manifesting your lunch or you're manifesting your next cup of coffee or you're trying to get a parking space, whatever the case may be, you're going to have a decision in there somewhere. And sometimes the decisions are big, and sometimes the decisions are just softer. Like it's which pen do I use right now? I have three pens in front of me. You know, it can be smaller and not as complicated. So for me, in my journey, understanding that like as I'm building this thing out, I needed to understand what it was I wanted out of my career. Do I want this to be like a one and done, like really big, explosive, viral career, or do I want one that is going to be more stable, where I set a foundation, where I have a lot of books? And so in the very beginning, I had that notion that I want to have that stable career. I want it to almost be my retirement plan in a sense, where it's like I've got so many books now that as people filter into my brand, they know that there are more books to dig through. There are more stories that are being told. And so I have a lot more to offer the readers who find me and end up in my worlds. And so I'm digging through myself, like, what is it that I'm trying to add to my manifestational toolkit? Do I need to learn how to do those ads? Do I need to find the right people who are going to help me level up? Do I need to get my mindset clearer on a certain aspect of what gets to happen here? Like, what are the things? So I'm every day working on my own mindset, working on limiting beliefs. It's so funny because as soon as you think a limiting belief is done, you elevate to the next level and it comes back around. It's just at a deeper level, and you're now having to work on it again and again until it eventually does fall away. So those are kind of the biggest things that I can think of at the moment.
That's true. So technology plays a significant role in the indie publishing. So what are some of the innovative ways the authors can leverage the technology to enhance their writing and also at the same time publishing processes?
Absolutely. Technology is one of my favorite. I'm kind of a weird mix of people. I, on one hand, love technology. On the other hand, I love the woo. And so I teach both. So when I'm teaching authors the strategy of publishing their books, I dig first into understanding, number one, like how many books a year do you want to publish? So I have a course called Rapid Release Roadmap, where I'm teaching authors how to publish up to 4 books a year. You can release less than that, but it's at least giving you the basis of how you juggle having multiple books per year being published, right? And so the first thing I have authors figure out is, what do they want their author career to look like? How many books do they want to publish? What types of books do they want to publish? What genre is it in? How many words are going to be in your book? That sort of thing. But I have other programs. So like my 4 books, 5 days, like quick challenge course, it's all digging into AI, utilizing ChatGPT in order to help you brainstorm that series. Because typically when you're going to be publishing more than one book a year, the fastest way to do that is to build one world and stick with it, to have characters, have a setting, you know what's to be expected. And now you're just working with the story structure. You're just working with the plot points. You're working with the beats. You're developing the characters' story arcs a little bit deeper. It's not starting from ground zero. So with the Plan Your Series Challenge, or with 4 books, 5 days, you're planning out those books in advance. And with obviously the advent of AI, it's made it so much easier to do it quickly. You can plan those 4 books in a way that is just like astronomically fast compared to what we were doing a couple of years ago. And now if AI is not your thing, that's totally cool. We do offer those courses to be able to do it analog, where you're digging into, you're ideating yourself. You have, you know, like a scalpel open and you are mind mapping out what it is that you want to write. You're looking at other people's sales pages on Amazon, for instance, to get ideas. You're crawling different reader reviews, trying to understand your tropes and your reader expectations and your genre, things like that. And so technology, as we go forward, the people and the authors who are willing to, if nothing else, test the waters versus being closed off to what the new technology is teaching us or what the new technology is offering us, they're going to go a lot farther, a lot faster, because of the fact that you can utilize a tool. And that's all it is. You know, ChatGPT or Claude or whatever you're using is just a tool to help you do the job that you're already doing. And how you use it is up to you. Like, do you want it to be something that's going to help you create the content itself? Or are you just going to use it as like a co-creator of the plan? And that's one of the ways that I help authors learn how to use ChatGPT. And typically they find out that it's like the funnest thing on the planet, because now all of a sudden you have a fun interactive way to brainstorm.
Wow, lovely. That's really great. So also one more thing is coming to my mind, like, what advice do you have for the authors who may be struggling to find their voice, to overcome the self-doubt on their writing journey?
Yeah. So finding your voice, I definitely recommend not using ChatGPT in the content creation part of finding your voice, because that's really important that you locate that on your own. And I wish there was a fast way to say this, but unfortunately, the only way to find your voice is to keep writing, to find the genre you're passionate about, to delve into the way you tell stories and allow that to kind of come to the surface. Because the more you write, the more you're going to find the way that you write, and the readers are going to resonate with the way that you write as well. So I don't think that it involves any like true, like, oh, you really have to discover your voice, because I think you're going to talk in a lot of the same ways that you're going to write. And so your voice is already unique. As long as you're authentic to who you are and what's coming through your own imagination and putting it down on the page, that's what's important. So rather than filtering it, or rather than, you know, second guessing how you worded a sentence or whether or not you should be discussing this type of topic or any of those things, putting it onto the page as it is kind of consciously streaming through you is the most important part, because that's how your voice gets to be authentically you. And then once you start developing that, and the more you work with it, the more it's clear and it's easy for you. And so then you can start incorporating things like ChatGPT, help me work on this beat. How do I create this next section of the thing? Or how should I start off the chapter? Or how can I make a stronger hook? Because then you know how you would word something. And if chat comes up with a prompt with a bunch of stuff that makes no sense to you, you're going to be like, "That I wouldn't even word it like that. Like, what? What are you doing?" So then you have that option of being able to change it, to adjust it. And it's more like working with a co-author, for instance. So that's what I would recommend. Just keep writing, keep discovering as you're going, and see what happens.
Wow. So as a dynamic speaker and the podcast host, what topics do you enjoy discussing the most and why?
Oh gosh, definitely manifestation. When people get manifestation and understand it, like, we can dig really deep. We can go down rabbit holes and do all sorts of fun things, you know, talking about all the different ways manifestation can work, how the mindset aspect of it works, how to, you know, incorporate different elements, like the different ways that we can ground our manifestations into our subconscious mind. I mean, there's so many different things that can be done from a manifestational standpoint. From the publishing side, though, my favorite thing to talk about is like the strategy of how you get your books out there, the strategy of how you're going to put your books together. I love talking about that kind of concept. I'm very high in strategic. So if you've ever heard of like the Clifton Strengths, it's my number two strength. And so for me, I like looking at an overarching theme, a plan, like someone's brand, being able to say, okay, here's where you could improve. Here's what we can do to make this thing better. Here's how we can plan out your year and your editorial calendar to write the books that feel good to you. Like that part is so much fun. And figuring out where they personally are. We have a lot of courses where we have group coaching sessions, but they're all done in almost like a Zoom coaching style. I use a program called Kajabi. And so we have like a group session, and everyone brings their own aspect to the group, to the meeting. Like if they're struggling with something, we talk about it right there. It's not like me pontificating in the background and them having to take notes. It's literally a group discussion, and everyone's learning from everybody else. And it's a lot of fun. And so for me, that also plays to my strength. I'm a number one relator. And so I love diving into that personal aspect of where are they at and how can we help them get better.
Got it. So finally, what's next for you on your authorial journey, and what message would you like to leave with our audience today?
Sure. So for me, what's next in my author journey, I'm in the process of right now writing the fourth book in my Accidental Alpha series, which is in my urban fantasy pen name. That has the most books so far. So 20 plus books are sitting in that pen name. I have transitioned, however, into also having a rom-com pen name. So I'm working on book three in my rom-com series. My rom-com pen name is actually Carissa Knight, so rather than Carissa Andrews. And then I have a nonfiction book in the works that is actually called Write Your Reality. And it's all about manifestation for authors and how we incorporate it into our daily lives. How do we embrace manifestation as authors so that it works for us and it's not like this big hurdle to try to overcome? So we've got those going on from author revolution standpoint. We have courses that are constantly in the works, constantly going on. We've got a mastermind that's in the works that starts April 2nd. We have new courses. There's an audiobook course that's going to be coming out, a Reiki for authors course that's going to be coming out this year. Lots of like little classes too throughout the months. So plenty of things to dive into, to check out and see what works for you.
Lovely.
When it comes to like final message though, I'm like, just write, like enjoy the process, make sure it's fun. And if it isn't fun, if you're not enjoying being an author, being a writer, publishing your books, then it's time to kind of take a look around and go, okay, so what would it be like if I knew what I really wanted to do? And if writing is it, if having a successful author career is it, it's just not feeling like it's there yet. If you already knew what needs to be done, like ask yourself this question. If you already knew what needed to be done in order to make it successful, what would it be? Sometimes we can like circumvent our downward spirals and find creative, inspiring actions that can happen that we can move towards that will put us on the trajectory for those successes that we're looking for.
Lovely. Great, great. This is really great. So thank you for joining us today, Carissa, and also dear listeners, like thanks for joining on this insightful journey through the mindset odyssey of manifesting the success as an author with our guest today, Carissa Andrews. So we have explored the transformative power of the mindset, manifestation, and the innovation in the world of indie publishing. So, always remember that your mindset is the key to unlocking your full potential as an author and with the right tools and the mindset shifts. So, you can navigate any challenge on your path to the success. So, keep writing, keep manifesting, and keep believing in your ability to create the literacy future you envision. So, stay tuned for more inspiring conversation on our podcast, Healthy Mind and Healthy Life, where we continue to explore the intersection of mindsets and the wellness for a healthier and happier life. So, till then, thank you so much.